بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are talking about the basics of Islam, and the fundamental basic of Islam is the yaqeen in the Akhirah. And the proof of that yaqeen in the Akhirah is Salah. And it is to become muttaqeen, is to develop taqwa in our lives. Inna lil muttaqeen mafaza hadaiqa wa anaba wa kawaiba atraba wa kahsan dibakha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned lil muttaqeen. Allah did not say inna lil muslimina mafaza. No, inna lil muttaqeen mafaza. So the issue is that of taqwa. Taqwa is to be concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Yesterday, the Muslims of the city were busy electing the president of their liquor and gambling den. This is taqwa? Is this taqwa? It is not even 1 month since Ramadan. And why did Ramadan come? Why does Ramadan come? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about Ramadan al-Kareem? Allah has made fasting fard on you, like He made fasting fard on those before you, so that you become muttaqeen. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. After 1 month of that, of fasting and taraweeh and bayan and this and that, and not even, I mean, between Ramadan and Eid al-Adha is 2 months and 10 days, no? It is not Eid al-Adha yet. In that time, what are the Muslims engaged in? Electing a president for the gambling and liquor den. Juwariye aur sharabiyon ke adde ka president elect kar rahe hai musalmana. Nahi kare to nahi kare bolo mere ko. Jawab mere ko dene ka nahi hai, aapko Allah ko jawab dene ka hai. My only fault is I am the only one who says this. I am saying it because I don't want to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I don't want you to say to Allah when I am standing before Him that this man did not tell us. Mere kuch nahi milta bolke. Apart from getting a bad name everywhere, I don't get anything else. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. This is my yesterday's point which I made, which is that we think that ibadah is an end in itself. It is not. If salah is not separating you from fahushat and munkarat, there is something wrong with your salah. If fasting is not making you a muttaqi, something is wrong with your fasting. You wasted your time, you just spent time being hungry and thirsty for nothing. I did not say this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. And he was not talking about liquor and gambling. He was talking about saying something wrong. He said, during this fasting period, if you are not going to stop doing ghibat, or if you are not going to stop, useless talk and so on, then Allah does not need your hunger and thirst. He didn't have to tell people don't elect presidents of gambling dens. They didn't do those kind of things those days. And this focus on electing presidents for gambling dens is at a time when the very existence of Muslims is being threatened. I mean, how blind do you want to be? Tell me. How blind do you want to be? Somewhere we have this belief that we can take care of ourselves, and we don't really need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I'm saying this is complete awareness. I'm saying that Muslims today believe that they do not really need Allah. That they are okay, they can take care of themselves. This Allah and His protection and so on is not necessary. And if you think I am wrong, then please challenge me. Because I will show you how I am not wrong, how I am right. Because if you are concerned about the protection of Allah, then what must you do? Become muttaqi. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised His protection to إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ, which is a step higher than that. Huh? Then, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ مَعَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Read the Quran. So if Allah is with the muttaqeen, then Allah is not with those who are not muttaqi. I mean, this is not a, you don't need to be Einstein for this, no? If Allah is with those who have taqwa, then Allah is not going to be simultaneously also with those who have no taqwa. What is the sign of taqwa? Is to leave haram. What is the sign of taqwa? Is to leave the company of those who are in haram. I mean, seriously, I think either I am mad. So please tell me that I am mad, that my brain is gone, fried or something. Or if I am not mad, then why are you doing these things? Please tell me. Why are you doing this? Why are you destroying yourselves? Believe me, this is destruction. This is destruction. This is inviting destruction. This is inviting the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Because deliberately, knowingly, if Muslims are going to do something which is haram, I don't care if nobody tells you. The problem is everybody is in your pocket. That is why they don't tell you. But that doesn't save you, believe me. That will not save you. May Allah have mercy on us, because nobody else will have mercy on us. The purpose of fasting is taqwa. That is the fundamental. And after 1 month of fasting, if we did not get taqwa, we fasted, we sat in the itikaf, we listened to this bayan, that bayan, we prayed taraweeh, we prayed qiyamul layl. La hawla wa quwwata illa billah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And at the end of that, all that whole month of this, if we cannot stay away from haram, what is clearly haram, then what did we do in this month? What was the use of that? Tell me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed fasting for us to become muttaqiyin. My point is, let us think about this and say, where is the reflection of my belief in my life? If I say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, if this is my belief, then the reflection of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah in my life is what? Is to stay away from haram. This is the definition. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the definition. He said, anyone who said the kalima with ikhlas will be in Jannah. They said, what is the ikhlas of kalima, Ya Rasulullah? To stay away from haram. When we said the kalima, the salah became fard on us. When we pray salah, what is the proof? Reflection of salah in our life? Tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Stay away from haram. I didn't invent this note. This is not my ayat in the Quran. It is Allah's ayat. Tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. So I am praying 5 times salah in the masjid. I am still in fahushat wal munkarat. Where is the reflection of my salah in my life? We come to fasting. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
What is the sign of taqwa? Stay away from that which displeases Allah. Because taqwa is to please Allah. So what is the opposite of taqwa? Displeasing Allah. So if I am a muttaqi, then what is the proof that I am a muttaqi? That I do not displease Allah Jalla Jalalu. What displeases Allah? To do what He has made haram. So I am fasting, but I am still engaged in haram. I still have interest-based earnings. I still have dealings with banks and interest. I am still doing this. I am still a member of establishments which are established for the purpose of displeasing Allah. Then where is this? Where is the reflection of the fasting in my life? Tell me. So what are you doing? You're waiting for Malakul Maut to ask you this question? That day will come. Believe me, that day will come. So what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Seriously, my brothers and sisters, please do not invite the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Don't invite the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is a point after which we call that the point of no return. Because when we transgress that point, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what will happen. The ayat of Surah Al-An'am. Allah said, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah said, then I will open for them the doors of everything. You will have more money and more cars and more this and more that and more influence and more everything. You will establish some more clubs and you will be the president of all of them. Everything will happen. Your horses will run and they will win. And then what will happen? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and then we will catch them. Baghtatan fahum mublisun. And He said, at that time, they will be broken in spirit. They will not get time even to make tawbah. They will be caught in a time at a bind where they will not even have time to make tawbah. They will be broken in spirit. Please don't fool yourself. Please do not fool yourself. The fact that you are continuing to engage in that which Allah has prohibited, and you find that your business is also doing well, and that you are getting more and more friends and relatives and whoever, and you are, you know, getting more cars and more God knows what and aeroplanes and all of this stuff, is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very displeased. And again, not my explanation. This is the explanation that Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi gave. They asked him, how is it that Allah, you are saying that Allah will punish you if you do wrong, but we find that people who are deliberately disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are getting more wealthy and this and that. He recited the ayat of Surah Al-An'am, which I recited for you. And he said, this is evidence that the azab of Allah has already started on those people. He said, it is proof that the doors of hidayat have been shut for them. They will not get hidayat. Their azab of Allah has already started, and they will then be caught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at a time in a way where they will not be able to escape. Please, my brothers and sisters, don't invite the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslim. Allah gave us this as a gift. Don't abuse it. Respect it. And the respect for that means that we follow this deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq and to give us sense and to enable us to live our lives as He ordered and as His Nabi showed us before a time comes when it will be too late. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.